feeling like a little jilted today. Next individual, please.
661, request of Dana Lynn Lewis to address council regarding Gather, Make, Shelter, a citywide collaboration with the population experiencing homelessness.
Very good. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
She said my name. It's Dana Lynn Lewis. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. You bet.
Just want to play this video because it says a lot about the project. I started this project in October.
I'm Dana Lynn Lewis, and I'm an artist and have been in Portland for the last 30 years. Gather, Make, Shelter came about because I feel like I've been feeling this real disconnect between people, walking down the street, not looking at each other, not talking to each other. And I wanted to create an art project where people are encouraged to meet each other at their base level of humanity on a more regular basis. Recently, I've been engaged in a project in Senegal, and there I taught some women who are potters how to draw and how to paint, and it turned into a new income stream for them. When I came back to Portland, I thought, how could I make something happen here? I am working with 10 different social service agencies at this point. There's potters all over Portland that are making pots. People are really excited about contributing to this project. Then what I'm going to do is take those ceramic bowls into 10 different social service agencies and teach some drawing and painting skill workshops relative to working on pottery with people who are experiencing homelessness. Those artists who are working through the social service agencies, they're going to be paid to do this project, and that's a really important piece of this project for me. So in the end, after we do all these wonderful workshops and everyone's made all these incredible bowls, we're going to have festivals in the fall. You'll come and you'll bring all your friends and you'll buy a bowl. And the end point of that festival is all those bowls that are going to be sold and everybody that's come together to produce them, they're going to be creating this big fundraiser because we're going to sell those bowls and all that money is going to be turned right over to get people into housing. I have been so honored and inspired that so many people are interested and engaged and think that this matters and that the actions that we take through Gather, Make, Shelter are going to make a difference. I don't want to squander my 3 minutes, so I'll just tell you a few more things. The final events are actually taking shape right now, and I was invited, or Gather, Make, Shelter was invited to have our final event at Pioneer Courthouse Square, which is very exciting. Another event that we're going to have, and that's going to be the big public event where we sell the bowls and everybody comes. There's also going to be food there, and it's a cross-pollination of chefs in town working with youth experiencing homelessness to teach them some culinary skills. There's music that's coming on board. It's getting bigger and bigger every day. In addition to that, I'm teaching 60 workshops between May and September. I personally am teaching those workshops. 10 social service agencies, that was the count in April when we made this video. Now it's probably 12, and then there's a couple others, Right to Survive and Right to Dream, and a couple other individual groups that have called me. I get calls every day about people wanting to jump on board. At this point, the project is completely funded by the citizens. I need money, and I would love for you guys to spread the word, dig deep in some pockets if there are any, inform everybody you know. GatherMakeShelter.org is the place where you can access our fundraising campaign, and GatherMakeShelter@gmail.com is where you can arrange a meeting with me, and I'm happy to meet with everybody and their mother and father and sister and brother to talk about this project. Not only are the housed citizens funding this project, the people who are currently experiencing homelessness have given me money for this project. And people are shocked when I offer them a stipend to participate in this. And the elevation of people's morale around thinking that what they're doing makes a difference is growing daily. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Could I ask you a question? You mentioned the big event at Pioneer Square. Do you have a date?
Yes, September 23rd.
September 23rd. What time?
We don't have a time on that, but there's going to be a lot of publicity around that. There's also going to be an artist-only party because I want it, the painters and the potters are really interested in each other. I bring in photo albums with me every day when I teach to show this person made this pot, this person signed this pot, you're collaborating with this person, and as much as I can, I text the potter and say, look what happened today.
Okay.
And it's pretty great. But there's an artist party. The artist party is going to be artists-only, and there's rumor that it's going to be very close to this room, but we're not sure yet.
Awesome. And just to, if I want to know more, I go to GatherMakeShelter.org. Is
yes,
that correct?
Please. Yeah. And gathermakeshelter@gmail.com gets you access to asking any questions. And also I want to say another thing is that I'm having these studio open studios once a month, and that ranges from anybody who wants to come who's participated in the project or curious about the project. The next one's tomorrow night. So if you're interested in that, my studio is not far from here, and it's from 6 to 7:30, gathermakeshelter@gmail. You can get all the information.
Commissioner Fritz, then Commissioner Daly.
Thank you for your leadership. We have a special appropriations process where people can apply for small grants for projects just like this to get going starting in the summer. So you could look out for that, because that's the place where we, if we do have any spare cash, that's you can apply for it.
Okay, so I've been in touch with Commissioner Udaly's office and also Commissioner Fish's office, and actually I've been at your office too.
Great.
So who do I follow up with on that? Same people that I'm in touch with?
Yeah, you could get in touch with the mayor's office, because his staff in the Office of Management and Finance will be starting that process.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Commissioner Udaly.
I just wanted to point out, in case people missed it, that Dana is the artist who created the installation in the north atrium at City Hall.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Good.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I'm on my way to the Southeast Industrial Business Association. I'm speaking with Mark Jolin and people from Central City Concern about the positive things that are happening in the city relative to people who are working with people experiencing homelessness to make it better.
So I just spent 2 hours with them at a different event about progress around homeless services.
Right.
It is a small town, isn't it? Say hi to them for me. They're probably sick of me already.
Yeah, well, it's really great. And I'm really honored to be part of that, too.
So. Thanks for coming in and sharing this with us. It's really exciting.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.